Bring up the word grammar in conversation, and no matter who you're talking to, there's a decent chance you'll end up getting an earful about how annoying it is to endure incessant misuse of the word literally. The rant usually goes like this. Constantly, the person you're talking to will say, they have to listen to people use the word literally in sentences like, the company was brought literally to its knees, or the nurse literally flew out of the room. Then, just to be sure you understand their complaint, the other person will probably point out that companies don't have knees and nurses can't usually fly. In all fairness, these people have a point. Using literally in a manner like this is a good way to get laughed at or looked down on. But, as is the case with so many self-appointed grammar cops, these people go too far. Yes, the primary definition of literally means actually, as in she literally ran out of the room. But it can also be used as something called an intensifier, wherein it means pretty much the opposite of that other definition. Here's Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. Literally, one, in a literal sense or manner, actually. Two, in effect, virtually, as in, will literally turn the world upside down to combat cruelty and injustice. Every dictionary you can find says pretty much the same thing, with some even offering further discussion on the matter, like this note in American Heritage. Since the early 20th century, literally has been widely used as an intensifier, meaning in effect or virtually, a sense that contradicts the earlier meaning, actually, without exaggeration. The senator was literally buried alive in the Iowa primaries. The parties were literally trading horses in an effort to reach a compromise. The use is often criticized. Nevertheless, it appears in all but the most carefully edited writing. Now, when you point this out to the literally police, they get a little, well, irate. You could open a dozen dictionaries to prove your point, and the response is simply to refute the authority of the dictionaries. You could counter this by asking, well then, if you don't accept that the dictionary is an authority on this subject, then what is? And by the time it's clear that their only source is a firm belief that they're so right they should be able to overrule all the dictionaries in the world, you realize you never should have gotten into this conversation in the first place. So what to do? Don't get into this conversation in the first place. Stick to the safe definition of literally. Use it only to mean in an actual verbatim sense, as in, the car goes so fast it's literally a blur, when the car actually goes so fast that you can't see it, or he was so mad he was literally stomping his feet, when in fact you're talking about someone whose feet were going up and down hitting the ground. The people who say this is the only way to use literally may be technically wrong, but they're just so sure that they're not, that it's literally not worth risking their eye rolls or their criticism.